Quiet Mind, Day 70, Breaking the Pain Loop. Your past is heavy, but it's not who you are. Your memories aren't the problem. You need them to learn, evolve, and avoid touching hot stoves twice. The trouble begins when your memories stop being informational and start becoming personal. When you don't just remember what happened, but fuse it with your sense of identity. That's when your story stops being a past event and becomes you. You become the jilted lover, the failed dreamer, the victim of childhood slights, forever cast in a movie that plays on a loop in your mind. That movie has a soundtrack too, emotion. Emotional memories are sneakier than mental ones. They don't always show up as flashbacks or clear thoughts. They just feel like you. Grievances, regrets, chronic guilt, and subtle hostility simmering under your day-to-day persona. And because pain becomes part of who you think you are, you cling to it. Not consciously, of course, but deep down, you believe that letting go of your pain would mean losing part of yourself. Enter the pain body. The pain body is like an emotional hoarder that lives in your energy field. It's made of every negative emotion you didn't fully process, every heartbreak, rejection, betrayal, and silent scream you couldn't handle at the time. Especially as children, when we're overwhelmed and unsupported, we bury emotions instead of feeling them. But burying isn't erasing. That pain becomes residue. Over time, it doesn't just haunt your moods, it shapes your personality, sabotages your relationships, and even messes with your physical health. And it's not just your pain. The pain body is part of a global archive of human suffering, millennia of tribal wars, oppression, loss, and trauma. It's as if we've all inherited a share of humanity's old grief encoded into our bodies, passed along like a spiritual debt. Some babies are born lighter, others show up already heavy with sadness. Some cry from neglect, others because they absorb their parents' unresolved pain. Whatever the source, the pain body grows as we grow, unless we start catching it in the act. You don't have to keep feeding it. The secret is not repression or denial, but awareness. You break the loop by refusing to keep replaying the same emotional story. When a feeling arises, feel it, name it, watch it, and then flap your metaphorical wings and let it pass. Every time you do, you reclaim a little space from the pain body and give it back to presence. Here's the twist. People with the heaviest pain bodies often have the best shot at awakening. When pain becomes unbearable, it can either break you or wake you. The pain itself becomes the push towards something deeper, something real. It's not about escaping your story, it's about realizing you were never the story to begin with.